Chapter 2. Madam Serpent.
After a short time, the Pope decided that I should get married. I was sent to France to marry Henry of Orléans, the second son of King Francis I of France and a member of the Valois family. At the age of 14, I was short, thin, with fair hair and not very pretty. I had the big, prominent eyes of the Medici family. But I tried to make a good impression at my wedding celebration at the Royal Court of France. I decided to organize a magnificent entrance into the ceremony, and I asked an artisan from Florence for help. He surprised me with a wonderful idea. He made a pair of high-heeled shoes for me, the first in the world, and I walked into the wedding ceremony much taller than I really was. All the people of the court held their breath. I wasn't beautiful, but I was certainly impressive. Life wasn't easy for me in the French court, and I was very lonely. The French didn't respect me because I wasn't a royal princess. For them, I was just a politician's daughter, and everybody ignored me. I wanted food from home to help me feel better. I brought several Italian cooks to the French court, and they tried to comfort me. They made all my favorite desserts from my homeland, Italian sorbets, cakes, and tarts. Surprisingly, the French court loved them. My cooks also introduced new vegetables to the French court. Broccoli, peas, and green beans. They prepared different kinds of meats in delicate Italian sauces, and the French ate them with great enthusiasm. I even tried to teach them table manners. They didn't even know how to use a knife and fork. But I was not successful at this. My married life was not very happy. I loved my husband Henry, but he was in love with another woman. Long before my arrival in France, my husband began a relationship with his mistress, Diane de Poitiers, a woman 20 years older than him. He always wore her colors of black and white to show how much he cared for her. He also presented her with the jewels of the royal family. She continued being loyal to him until his death. Of course, I was jealous, and I hated her. I began to travel around France with my husband's father, King Francis I, and I saw a lot of the country in a short time. Soon, the king realized I was a wonderful traveling companion. He appreciated intelligent women, and though I was not beautiful, my passion for study made him love me very much. But other than the king, I didn't have one friend in all of France, nor any influence in the court. I was young, a foreigner from a country with little power in the world of politics, and I had no experience in these matters. But I observed everything in the palace carefully, and I never forgot anything. I lived a quiet life, some people would say a mysterious one, with my Italian servants. I learned French, Latin, and Greek, although I always made errors in French on purpose. I tried to appear less educated than I really was. I also studied mathematics, natural history, astronomy, and astrology. And I had a passionate interest in tarot cards. I built an observatory in the palace. I often consulted astronomers and intellectuals with philosophical questions and asked astrologers for advice before taking important decisions. It was unusual at that time for a woman to be as well educated as I was, and many people were intimidated by my intellect. My favorite advisor was Nostradamus, the famous French astronomer and psychic. He predicted my husband's early death in a jousting match, and that I was going to live longer than all but one of my sons, although three would become king. I didn't always like the things he said, but in the end, most of them were realized. I became his patron and protector, so he could continue his studies. During my son Henry's reign, I made Nostradamus his personal doctor and royal advisor. I also became interested in poisons. I kept them hidden in 200 cupboards in my rooms. I brought many sick, unfortunate people into the palace to test my poisons on them. I even sent my priest to Egypt to bring back mummies for my experiments. Slowly, I perfected my talent with poisons, and I used it later with great success. The French always thought of Italians as poisoners and murderers, so they were very suspicious of me. Because of my unusual interests, I became known as Madame Serpent.